Welcome to the show both feared and revered by man and beast, the Helios blog. Today, these girls on Fresh and Fit, they just love Zirka. Promise, guys, promise.
The reason she's alone is because she's difficult.
Women are not accepting the bare minimum.
Women fuck men they respect.
All the women who say things like, I'm strong, independent, I don't need no man, like, y'all impress me.
Women just gaslight each other and say what they want to hear.
But we kind of got here quicker. Why do y'all feel like women should be equals? That is my problem with feminists. Why do you want to be equal to a man?
It's resentment.
I want to let them enter.
Good, because we have some. Who identifies as a feminist on the panel?
These two.
Two?
The fucking
okay. them two. You guys don't identify as feminists? No, I know you have some concerns.
Many women in the West don't identify as womanists, but they are just. They're feminine in name only. They're like womanists to the core. Everything they believe is in line with the womanist ideology.
Reviews.
No. Very conservative.
No, no.
Okay.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Stop the cap.
This too.
She is literally conservative.
Is that a conservative?
If you're on this panel, you're not conservative.
Cleavage?
Okay.
That wasn't right. A very conservative titty shape.
You guys can go ahead and answer.
Okay. I don't think women and men are equal in everything. I think that there's some aspects of society that should be a little bit more fair.
Yes, right. Like all the aspects that women don't currently get. Oh, wait. 99.999% of society is equal. The only place that women are disfavored is in, you know, who they choose to have bedroom fun with. If a guy has lots of bedroom fun, he's seen as a stud. And if a girl has lots of it, she's seen as a garden tool. That's the only place where they're not equal, really.
But that's basically it. Like, I just want those aspects in society where I'm like, hey, you know, like...
In society? You mean like when you go to the club?
We talked about the shoulds earlier. Mm. Hey, you know what? I think men and women should both be responsible for their children. That's what I believe in.
Men are already very responsible for their children. So I don't know who you're talking about.
You're not a whole feminist. You're like a cherry picker. You want to pick what you want to be a feminist about. Because being a feminist...
Indeed.
This means you want it to be equal. You want men and women. We want equals.
I want equals where it should be. That's where
right. Equals where I want it and masculinity where I want it. So you want rules for thee, but not for me. I get it.
I'm like the shoulds.
So like when a man has to pay for dinner, you want him to do it. But when you have to cook, you don't want to do it because that's not fair. He needs to cook equally, but he has to pay 100% of the bill.
Yeah, where like should equity. Society go?
Yeah, but that's like doing equal. That's like sharing a group project with a retard, right? Like, if you think about it, it's been thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and you women have still not produced one genius, one Plato, Socrates,
Madame Curie,
Marie Curie,
zero. It's been thousands of years. We don't want to do the group project anymore. All right, get out of our group.
All right, what about you? For the feminist question, why do you want things to be equal?
Yeah,
I want things to be equitable. There's like
More womanist talking points.
The difference between like equal feminism or like liberal feminism, and there's also like
you can tell she did women's studies course, paid literal thousands of dollars to get brainwashed and become an idiot. You paid money to become stupider. Congratulations.
They're feminists that argue for equity, like from each according to their ability to each according to their need. And I think
what
I see more.
Wait. That is not a womanist talking point. That is straight out of communism. That's literally out of Karl Marx's book, what she just said there. That is cultural Marxism, what she's describing. That is not womanism. Different concept. So you're brainwashed.
Reasons for women to have the same amount of status that like men enjoy in society, then I see like cons against it.
But for military, you guys don't even have to do 5 fucking pull-ups. Bro, you ain't saving no Literally. One's life. We're not taking you in a combat role. You can't do 1 fucking pull-up and you're still considered soldier
the,
girl.
The vast majority
if anything, go be a human shield. We don't need you in the fucking military. You can't do 1 pull-up and they're a Navy SEAL now. Bro, we're not doing that quality shit. You're getting us killed like out there.
Pushing. That's
a
crazy.
A lot of positions in the military are paper pushing. If you're going to talk about like Navy SEALs and the elite for like physical stuff, like, yeah, that should be men or whatever, but that's what I'm talking about, equity. Like,
you see my
so what she's saying is We want women to be represented totally equally in all office jobs, including in the military. But where men are superior, we don't want equal representation. We want equality where it suits us and being ladies where it suits us. So we want the rules to be heavily skewed for us in all situations. Otherwise, it's not fair. Yeah, that's not fair. Sorry.
Problem with feminism.
To be fair,
y'all
don't
really agree on what the fuck feminism is.
That all feminists agree. There's like lots of different types of feminism.
Indeed, because womanism is an inherently self-destructive construct, which self-divides and self-conquers. It is unsustainable, which is why it doesn't lead to children, which is why the population is being bred out. Actually, I read something very interesting. Apparently, the Amish. You know, they're like a agrarian community in the United States. They don't use electricity and all that, but they have like 8 kids each. They're actually outbreeding the native population of the United States. So what's funny is that it's actually possible for what the hell's that show called? You guys know what I'm talking about. It's the show where like the fundamentalist Christian groups take over America and they prevent girls from, you know, doing the stupid crap they do to end up on Fresh and Fit. What the hell is it called? Scarlet Letter. It's not called Scarlet Letter. What the hell is it called? I'll look it up.
Honestly, just like gay shit. We need broken down into subsexers.
The only reason
Here's the truth. Be in the workforce.
And let me finish one more because I have a cocaine brain and it's wearing off. The only reason I've ever hired women to work for me, right? I know. Is the same reason any man hires a woman, right? It's to not look sexist so we can get a bigger brand deal. That's the only reason. It's like a diversity thing, right? That's why I'm staying with the Asian guy, because they say I hate Asian people. They're on to me, so I chill with them. Makes me look better.
So you hire incompetent employees just for diversity reasons?
For the brand deal.
Millions of dollars with the shit you've said. Like, so, let's be honest, you've been canceled on any platform. Like, why are you saying you're hiring women for it?
I don't have a Twitch. I don't have an Instagram. We could go all day.
Yeah. So why are you talking about diversity hires if you don't have any?
It's not the family, but you get the idea. I forgot what the hell it's called, man. Come on. Okay, it'll come to me. It's on the tip of my brain.
I can be banned off every platform. He's trolling, but he'll be bigger than her.
He's trolling. He actually brings up a good point. Same thing. I'm banned off of YouTube and Twitch and most of these platforms. I want to ask you a personal question for the two feminists. You've been on the show a lot. You've been around on a lot of these podcasts. Why do you think your stream hasn't popped off yet?
No. Here, I'll answer.
Last time you came on the show was months ago, and you said you were going to start.
Okay, I was Googling it. It's called The Handmaid's Tale. There you go. So The Handmaid's Tale. Anyway, and the reason why this girl, her Twitch hasn't popped off is because she just offers what every other girl offers. So it's an uncompetitive product. There's nothing interesting about it. There's nothing different about it. It's just girl wears little clothes and does nothing really well and begs for money, basically. It's just Lady of the Night by a different name.
Live streaming like you don't have a job.
Okay.
What are you doing all day?
No, I have another job. I just don't want to say it publicly, not because it's shameful, but because I want to end up working in corporate America and I don't want people to stop.
She says as she reveals her OF. You can't make this crap up, right? Like, womanist and works at OF, like literally, like as degenerate as possible.
Are sending these podcasts to like a corporation.
That's why you're sucking.
Why do you think that your stream hasn't popped off yet?
The last time I was on the show, I wasn't trying to become a live streamer. I only like recently decided that in the last couple of weeks.
Only recently did I decide there's enough thirsty dudes that I can just literally play this dumb video game that I don't give a crap about, be terrible at it, and guys will throw money my way because I can wear a low cut top. Yeah, exactly.
So my show hasn't popped off yet because I literally haven't had the time to
let's use men for money.
Like start that career yet.
Sure.
That's it.
It's not that much time. It's like a couple hours a day. I mean, the harsh
reality is weeks though. I'm talking like it takes like how long did it take for you to build your platform? You were on YouTube for years, dude.
Yeah, I know.
That's because he's a man.
How long did it take before you got your like
live streaming? I started live streaming 1 year ago.
You started live streaming after you already established a YouTube career though. So that took years in the making. And then
she's right. You're not like me who did that. He's not like me who did 500,000 views overnight on my first day with no game release. Okay. I just exhaled in a microphone. But your Cope podcast, keep it going.
By the way, that's a lie.
Right. You guys will be
the harsh realization is like, even though you guys are good at arguing and everything, you're going to slowly realize that the only value you really add is arguing with men, is breaking us down, is like,
low key,
is asking questions and going here and arguing with us.
Low key,
the harsh realization is like, when you actually stream on your own, if you don't have your titties out or there's no OnlyFans funnel, if you're not extremely attractive, nobody's going to want to watch you. Like, women,
indeed, they have nothing to offer.
Arguing with men is the same as like breaking them down. You think that like women trying to like challenge you and debate you is breaking you down?
No. If you were an actually good debater, that wouldn't be a problem. But that's not how you choose to debate. You choose to debate by breaking men down, which shows that not only are you intellectually dishonest, womanist talking point, but you're also not very intelligent, because you don't know how to argue without using logical fallacies. You don't know how to argue without using straw man. You don't know how to argue without using ad hominem. You don't know how to argue at all, because you don't have the intellectual capacity for it. If you did, you wouldn't be on this podcast. You'd be smart enough to be somewhere else.
There's no chance that any of us here would ever talk to you about this extensively if it was not being monetized. For money.
Yep.
No chance.
Indeed.
There's no chance. What am I saying that's wrong? Like, nobody in here would engage with you for this long.
You're the foil characters to make us look smart.
Do you think I really want to sit here for hours and argue by why the exception is not the rule?
Same
for hours and hours. It's content.
Same here. It's never going to happen. Content. I don't disagree with you.
But
it's
the whole point is you're never going to be able to do...
The point is, without the actual smart people making the real points, you get nothing, which is why you get nothing. Good argument.
Your own stream.
I've done my own streams before, but I just want to bring up the fact that I think it's funny that you're saying like, oh, I'm trying to like break down men, when earlier I've been saying, and in my previous appearances too, hey, I think men are capable. I think men should be responsible, and they're capable of being responsible.
I see. So what you're saying is, every man that you've ever chosen to have bedroom fun with has not taken responsibility, has not chosen you to be his wife. That's because you're not a wife, so you'll never get selected to be a wife. And therefore, men in general don't take responsibility. But it's absolute BS that you would put that on all men when your experience is that experience. And your experience is wrong. You make bad decisions. And you cultivate the adages, you reap what you sow. If you throw garbage on dirt, no plants are going to grow out of that. That's what you're doing. You're trying to grow corn by throwing Cheetos on the ground. You're an idiot.
Like, hey, I think men have it worse in social media than women do. And yet I'm the one breaking down men.
She doesn't even know how to say the word women. Like, what more needs to be said?
Well, you guys are the ones being like, oh no, like, it's, if he's a deadbeat, like, it's a woman's fault. Instead of talking about shoulds and how men are capable human beings. But
no. If they're deadbeats, it's women's fault for choosing them. That's the problem. Some agency, some personal responsibility is required. You can't just do whatever you want and get the results you want. That's not how that works.
Why?
So who's pushing men down?
But why waste what's left of your IQ criticizing the gender that's killing themselves? Why don't you criticize your gender who never kills themselves?
I criticize
themselves.
Both. You guys have no problems. Women attempt suicide more often than men. They're just not as successful.
How are you guys mad at that? Better than everything else. You can't even delete yourself properly. Get the job done.
No, I criticize both. I don't try to shield one gender.
That's not true at all. Because in this conversation, how long has it been? 6 minutes. You haven't said a single bad thing about women. All you've done is trash men.
I'm just joking. But I mean, that's the bigger point, is that like, you're only going to be able to add value when we roast you or when your arguments get debunked. But like, when you sit there alone and there's no men around to go and just like,
all she'll do is parrot womanist talking points then, because that's all she is, just an NPC.
Man, Nagat, nobody's going to want to watch.
Why do you invite female guests on your stream then?
Because it's content. It's easy.
Because it's easy to shut down your points because you're an idiot.
But do you think they add value to your content?
Yeah. Of course they do. By being an idiot.
It's funny when they get made fun of or they say stupid stuff.
Add value to your
adding
content.
Value by not knowing three countries, if that's value, then sure. But like, it's just funny.
But I don't think that's what you invite women on your stream to do.
That is what they invite women to do. They invite women so that you can see what the average girl in America thinks. The average a garden tool.
Yeah, it is.
Name countries, really? Wouldn't you say, what, like, why?
Because it's fun. It's the funny for the men to watch it and be like, yo, this is what women are actually like.
So if you didn't have women, would you still provide value?
Yeah.
They do it all the time.
Stream today without a woman. It's just me talking to my camera.
Great. I've also streamed without talking.
Except you've gotten, like, what, 5 viewers? 25 viewers that want to bang you?
How's it going?
It goes pretty well. I just haven't done it consistently because I have...
Because you're a girl.
...have another job.
There are women streamers.
OF, yes.
...who are successful.
And they have titties out.
No.
That girl looks mentally ill, by the way.
The Pokemon.
The girl with the blue eyes and the stringy hair. That girl. She looks mentally ill.
Who do you think watches Pokemon?
I don't know.
Do you think Pokemon's funny?
I don't know who that is.
You said Pokemon, like, I didn't know who you were, but here's an example of a female streamer.
Right, she's basically the girlfriend replacement for all these dudes. It's lonely Sims who just watch it. Pokemon's not funny. She's not entertaining.
You were saying that she has to get in her attraction or, like, attention through, like,
boobs.
Like, being a boobie streamer, but Pokemon dresses modestly.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't dress modestly at all. She has the Selena Gomez strategy. Every single song is her singing to you about what a good girlfriend she'd be. She's the girlfriend replacement.
She gets thousands
of S-star MPs.
Explain it. Compare her follower count to any channel that's male on her level. She's the lowest viewers. Literally 1,000 dudes, even with less followers, have higher viewer count. She's like at the bottom.
I think it's kind of interesting that you're like, oh, well, if you're not appealing to men or whatever, then you have like no views. But you guys appeal to men also. You guys give the best friend experience. You guys give the
No, they don't. They give the guy that slaps you in the face and tells you you're an idiot experience. Most men can't handle that.
Look, if you work out, like, you'll feel better.
I've been saying for years, I hate my chat. They're right ATMs now, and I take their money.
Okay, either way, you give some sort of bro experience. That's what people...
No, they don't, idiot. You don't understand how male interaction works at all. Stop trying to explain it through your own lens. You don't get it at all.
Watch you for. That's all of social media are parasocial relationships.
Yeah,
that's
woman is talking point again, parasocial relationships. Man, like, you could probably trace from the memes of what they say what institution they learned it from. They're literally just parrots for the bullshit that the institution has inculcated in their minds. Zero capacity for critical thought, just an NPC. You could probably trace back from the memes where they were taught. Like, just listen and do, like, a regression analysis of, like, what they say, and you can trace it back to the institution they got brainwashed at.
If somebody's watching you, it's because they think you're entertaining and you're providing
something. But we're not arousing them and manipulating their sexual reproductive parts for money, like indeed. You hookers. We're not doing that. We're just
homies.
You're
manipulating their loneliness. You're manipulating literally how lonely they are, how they don't have friends to go outside in real life. So they watch you to get the secondhand experience of broke.
That's not why men watch. These girls, they relate everything to their own personal experience, like solipsism. Like, they have no idea how to generalize experiences to the whole population. They have no idea. They don't understand facts, data, and statistics. They don't understand any of this crap. They just think, this is why I watch TV, therefore that's why men must do it. Like, it's so brain dead. And then past that, all they do is pair it womanist, wokest talking points like they're a PR manager, campaign manager. That's all they do. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Disaster.
Enough. Ladies, this is going to help you when you leave the podcast. You ladies are average at best.
Indeed.
I mean, yeah, you're 27, right?
Cool for him.
She's from my high school, you know? I fucked her before.
Big cap.
Oh,
if I'm loyal, I'm loyal. Like, that doesn't change with how many DMs I get.
Well, according to statistics of hypergamy, women nowadays, now that you guys have closed the gap on cheating.
This freaking guy sped up the video. It's very annoying. But he slowed it. Let's see.
Men, even though you're 10 times less horny, this is the highest level of whores we've ever seen. So it's impossible for you to be loyal. Because literally, what happens when a high value male DMs you and you just had an argument with a plumber boyfriend?
Boom.
You're going to.
Yeah, he sped up the video 1.25 times.
Cheat.
But I because
I sell bikinis too, so yeah.
No, you ladies have to delete your bikini and all the slutty photos if you date a guy. You have to, or you burn in hell.
Why?
Why?
Who said?
Because it's basically like you're in a polygamous relationship. You're advertising that you're bedroom fun available to the whole world while being supposedly in a relationship. So you're C-star CKing the guy. That's why.
Because there's guys shooting cum on their fucking screens looking at you. So,
and then he would help you.
I delete it if we get there.
Even if he doesn't invest, he can get you the people
as he's busting his ass, working three jobs as an entrepreneur, try to make it, he still has to endure with your prostitution until he makes it.
Literally. Indeed.
He'll be distracted.
You're selling your body.
No, it is. It is selling your body for views and likes and attention and validation and bedroom fun, basically. No, it is. Instagram is the world's largest dating app.
Be online.
Stop.
Hold on.
It's cheating.
I'm asking you a question.
Yeah.
Do you actually think that men speak to you to simply have a conversation?
No, obviously not. But if you're flirting and I'm just...
Yeah. So when you advertise yourself like that, you're communicating, sub-communicating, which is the way that women communicate. You're sub-communicating that you want to have bedroom fun. So when they talk to you that way, you shouldn't be surprised.
Still not giving you it? That's not cheating.
What's the...
No, it still is. Inviting that kind of attention is cheating.
Only reason I was friendly when I sat down is to f*** you. I don't even remember what the f*** you said. I'm just trying to fuck.
And I still think
that's not to talk to him. Why is that cheating?
So if you guys had a Ferrari, would you park it in Harlem or O Block? You wouldn't. You'd be like, well, there's a lot of black people here, right? You wouldn't park it. You're the Ferrari and you're fucking parking yourself in Cock Central, and there's big black cocks who will take her from me. Hello. I don't have
that's exactly. He said it in a funny way, but that's it.
You big black cocks, so she's gonna cheat.
Like, we can use the example. I came in and I complimented you literally when I saw you.
Yeah, but when girls compliment, they're lying. Guys, just stop using your f-ing woman brain. You get confidence from the external world. You can't be confident.
No, I feel like it's...
Just a sec, woman.
Mm-hmm. I feel like.
You get confidence. For example, my girlfriend here, right? If she walked, Kenzie, right? Okay.
Bang town in a few hours.
I already don't worry. So check this out. If the Canadian girl walked into a dojo and said, I'm just confident, I'm a black belt, she'll get knocked out. You get the black belt from the external. Your community hands you it after four fucking years when you earn it. You can't say, I just feel confident like I'm Lizzo's fat ugly bitch. You can't just make shit up. When you complimented her, you fucking lied. That's what you guys do is lie. The external world gives you your confidence. Which one here on the podcast wants to date, marry a high value male? Like,
obviously everyone.
Be honest. None of you want to.
Obviously, all of us probably. Yeah.
Right. Well, the fact that you guys have OnlyFans at 22, 23,
24. Almost zero chance of a man picking you to be his wife if you have that, obviously.
And the fact that you're single actually shows that they don't want you and it's too late because now you're competing with 20-year-old girls. So you guys have to do OnlyFans till 40. That's why you should probably go to the firefighter. A firefighter's great,
but it's
shit out of you.
Literally the same thing she's saying. I'm not even trying to like write off or whatever she's saying, but...
What did she say in particular?
She talked to the cock closer. Can't hear.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, keep looking. No, do that. Keep looking at me.
No, I'm good now.
That was fun.
Losing the teenager helped. Yeah. Can I add some?
Yeah.
There's also tests that show on the political spectrum why worldwide most women score way more liberal than men is, and they are
because men are trash.
No, no,
that's not why, idiot.
It's because they score very high on openness and agreeableness. They just agree even if they don't believe it in their heart, just to fit in the in group,
to keep
them safe from threats. And it's actually shown that they're 4 times more politically correct. They lie 4 times harder for their opinions because you have the threat of being hurt, where, you know what I mean? Like, you guys are small and you don't want to get in fights or BLM riots or MAGA or whatever. You guys are 4 times more, statistically 4 times more politically correct, means you're lying 4 humans more than a man for everything. White lies, big lies, everything.
Oh, that is a good one.
Can I ask you something? What is your body count?
Yo?
They'll never admit it.
What's your mom's body count?
Oh, she's sad. Okay, that's a lot. That's high. If they get offended, it's over 100.
Can
someone say their body count here?
14.
You let
14 is pretty high, too. 14 is pretty high. But it's, you know, some guy might marry that. Some idiot. Some, you know, second shift at the plant might marry that. I know I wouldn't. All right. Let's end the video there. Hit the like, hit the sub, hit all the notifications. Drop me a donation like Hunter M, Adrian, Tom and Bobby, Dylan, Renaissance Press, Brian, Andrew, and Alan. Shout outs to you, most recent Patreon subscriber. Thank you. Go buy my books at bit.ly/HeliosBooks. Want to watch my videos in 3 or 4 segments instead of 1 every day? Well, I offer early access on my Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/theheliosblog. Want me to help you out? I do offer coaching as well. Coaching services. Just message me at theheliosblog@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, guys, especially if you listen to the end. I really do appreciate it. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next time.